How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Paul McCartney, why is he talking so much lately? Is there a reason? Like, is there something happening with him?
He's old. What is he? He's pushing 80, I'm sure.
I don't know, but like a couple weeks ago, he came out and said, you know, him and John Lennon, like, their ding-dings with other dudes when they were teenagers.
He's 76. He's just letting it all hang out right now.
Literally sometimes, but he came out with a little something else. Like, he, I guess after all these years, he wants to, the clear the air when it comes to one of his biggest hits, you know, the Beatles' biggest hits. His people got it all wrong, Anna. Like, they're screwing it up.
You're about to rock people's worlds, aren't you?
Ah, man, I wonder how many people feel this way. I wonder how many people don't know what the song Hey Jude is about. What do you think Hey Jude is about?
Hey, Jude.
Jude. J-U-D-E.
Well, when you say it like that.
Hey, Jude.
I feel like you're saying something not very nice to me right now.
Nope. Hey, Jude. I know what it's about because I remember hearing about it when I was, you know, probably 11 or 12 years old.
Back in the 40s?
Oh, I will punch you in your face! No. The song is actually about John Lennon's son, Julian Lennon, who had a short-lived music career himself. They were going to call the song Hey Jules for, you know, Julian, but that sounds like you're singing his balls now. Hey Family Jules.
Or to a chick, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But a lot of people think that he's singing to your people, Anna.
What do you mean, her people?
You know, her people.
Libertarians?
The Jews.
Atheists? Hey Jude. Oh.
But he really
don't make it bad.
Like, extends the Jew
take
part.
A sad
yeah.
Song
unnecessarily
and make
long.
It better.
Jude. A great song.
Remember to let her into your heart.
Yeah.
Then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude.
The best part of the song is the na 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 na. Na 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 na, and everybody just starts singing it together. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be afraid.
So good. Hold on, let's get to it.
Don't care.
Oh.
By making his
oh yeah.
It's like right towards the end.
Let's get some na 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 na's. Oh come on, na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Only good part of the song.
Na 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 na. Na na. Give me more na na's. That's not about Jewish people. It's about Julian Lennon.
I'm a little sad now. Wait, it's about Julian Lennon, but he's talking about a woman the entire time. Go and get her.
I don't know.
It's about a lady.
He's
saying Jude. Now I'm really confused.
Look, that's what he came out and said. 76-year-old grandpa asked Paul McCartney. Look, his voice is one of my favorite all-time voices.
Really?
It's just something about it. I always loved his voice. I don't know. Is there other songs that you thought they were saying something else? Because I had a ton as a kid where the lyrics I had completely wrong. And if you're out there, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Name a song that you completely effed up the lyrics. Like, you thought they were saying I told you about Another One Bites the Dust when I was a kid. I thought they were saying Another One Fancy Dotson. That makes no sense.
That's not even close.
I was an idiot. I don't know why. We had a horrible, crappy stereo at my house. Like, bum, bum, bum. Another One Fancy Dotson. I'm like, why do you have a fancy Dotson? Dotsons weren't fancy.
What's a Dotson?
Dashhounds were, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, if we had a fancy Dashhound, that would have been awesome.
Oh, my God. That was one of the best moments. What was the other word that he screwed up?
I mean, you never screwed up. You know what the other word I screwed up was?
So many.
Yes, Olivero. I'll take on my show.
That's a lot of words. Yeah.
Shut up. All those words are dumb.
The Jimi Hendrix song, Purple Haze. I used to think it's, excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah, I thought he was being gay, too.
Like what?
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Uh-huh. Aw, this is such a sweet song. Remember, Jewish people are cool.
What?
Don't be rude and be anti-Semitic. Hey, Jews, this song's for you.
Cool.
You're really awesome, and we really like you. Sometimes I like to save a buck or two, just like you. It makes things better. Yeah, come on. I got a Jew as my co-host, and she's real cool, so cool. In fact, they gave her her own hour.
Yeah!
Yeah! Even though it's in the middle of the night and people are asleep, she still gets crazy sickos that always call her.
It's true!
Another Jew.
What?
His name's Will Coons.
He's a half Jew.
Yeah, he doesn't count.
But his name is 100% Jew. Because it has a Z in his last name. As far as I know, that's pretty Jewish.
Okay.
Maybe Hey Jude was a Jewish song. I don't know.
So I have one. You know that song, I think Johnny Nash is the name of it, not Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
It says, I can see clearly now.
Yeah, I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
I thought it was a song about a woman named Lorraine.
What?
I did.
I can see clearly now, Lorraine.
Yes,
is gone.
I thought it was like a heartbroken man. It's just.
It does sound like that.
Ready for his relationship to be over.
Yeah. Now that bitch is gone.
Honest mistake, right?
Maybe she was really fat and he couldn't see anything because she was always standing in the way.
Well, it had something to do with rain, I guess, not Lorraine.
Yeah, the rain is gone.
Weather report.
Yeah. Oh, there was a lot of people singing about her. I want to know, have you ever seen Lorraine?
Yes, see? She's a dirty whore.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Kevin, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, I got a song that for years my band sang wrong. We didn't know what the lyrics were. AC/DC, Highway to Hell.
Right.
We used to think it said, she's an N-word on a one-way ride.
Oh, my God.
Sweet.
I know the part of the song you're talking about, and I can see where that. Oh. So what? You're in a band, right?
I was, yeah.
What did y'all do on that part? You couldn't say it.
She did.
Oh, my God. What were you playing, Klan rallies?
Huh?
What were your gigs? Klan rallies? How did you get away with that?
No, we
please don't swear.
I love you, pal. I'm not scared of him. I'm scared of the lady in the background.
Yeah,
right?
Me too.
You know she's about to say, yeah, we said to, and during the song, we loved it. We always were like, and all the songs. I'm like, please, no. There are a lot of, I have a list here. Of songs. Did you know a lot of people on Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer?
Ooh, love that song.
Loves it too. They thought people were saying, it doesn't matter if we're naked or not. Naked or not. What he says is, it doesn't matter if we make it or not.
Oh, make it or not.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's real easy.
I guess.
How about this? ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Mm.
Dancing Queen, feel the beat from the tangerine. It
It's tambourine.
What? Tambourine. Yeah, oh.
People thought it said tangerine.
Mm.
How high were people back then?
Yeah, I don't.
Uh-huh. Here's a good one. Somebody, I love this list here. Do you remember the Monkees?
Hey, I remember them, the Monkees.
I love that show.
We're not.
People say we monkey around. We're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Not singing that song.
We're just trying to be lonely. Anyway, friend. But
what's the guy's name? Santorini.
What?
Santori.
What?
I don't want to, you know, pull Santori. Rick Santori.
Oh yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, so I'm not singing that song anymore.
Or Michael Richards.
yeah.
Well, they had a song called "I'm a Believer," and then I saw her face. Well, somebody, a lot of people thought he was saying, "Then I saw her face. Now I'm gonna leave her."
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Oh my God, that makes me so happy. And then I saw her face. No, I'm going to leave her. Let's see here. Uh-huh. Oh, man. This is great. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. Is there a song that you were completely stupid, you didn't know, you thought it said something else, you know? Another one, Fancy Dotson. excuse me while I kiss this guy. That is awesome. We want to hear about it. Call in. We love to hear these from you b-holes.
Thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else but not for me. Love was out to get me, even though I never seen her. I met this girl on Plenty Fish and I made a mistake, and I saw her face. Now I'm gonna leave her.
No, don't.
I'm running out this place. She's out of my mind. She's so gross. Ooh, I'm gonna leave her right in the middle of this McDonald's.
Hey. Steve, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Steven, how are you?
Pretty good, man.
What was your messed up hit?
Jet Airliner by Steve Miller.
What do you think
he
said?
We're going to tear that light. I don't know. They always say, you know, big old Jet Airliner. Yeah. Most people don't even know those are the words.
What do they think they're saying?
We're going to tear that light down. And they don't listen to the words because they're all misconstrued when you're listening to it. But
misconstrued. I think it's you, man, not the song.
I love it. Oh, that couldn't have been more perfect. Daryl, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Fun fact, I waited on Davy Jones in Hawaii. Straight 15% tipper, by the way. Nice guy, though.
It could be worse. Yeah, he could be a giant stuff.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. He had a big party. It was like an 8-top, 10-top, whatever.
There you go.
But anyway, couple songs. Pour Some Sugar on Me. I thought it was, Lend Me Some Cinnamon, Sugar Me. Until I found out it was Little Miss Innocent.
You thought, the like, other one, you thought it was a pastry chef sing? They were singing about?
He's like, pour some sugar on me, lend me some cinnamon. I thought it went together, but it's Little Miss Innocent.
Okay.
And the other one was Dirty Deeds and the Thunder Chief. I always thought there was like two of them, Dirty Deeds and the Thunder Chief.
Thunder Chiefs that'd be a good mascot for a high school. You know what I mean?
I think it's Thunder Chiefs?
Hell yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. You imagine? And now, the Southeast Thunder Chiefs. Well, that was racist. Chris, what's up?
Hey, Johnny. I used to think Alanis Morissette.
You ought to know?
I can't remember the name of the song, but yeah, you ought to know. The Cross-Eyed Bear. I used to think it was like a cross-eyed bear.
Some poor bear's walking in the trees because he's cross-eyed. That's awesome. That's funny, dude. Thanks, man. That's funny. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. How about Queens? We Will Rock You. A lot of people say kicking your cat all over the place. That's
kicking
funny.
Your cat all over. Kick. What is it? Kicking your...
Huh?
Hold on.
I thought it was kicking your cat all over the place, too. I don't like cats.
Kicking your can all over the place.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah. How about Billy Joel? We Didn't Start the Fire.
This is funny.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning, said the worst attorney.
Said the worst attorney.
Phones are blowing up, man. Gun control, Glenn. What was your bad lyric?
Hey, Johnny. Anna, how you doing, guys?
Hey, pal. Good. Yeah, how are you?
Well.
Good. I think Elton John has got to have the most misinterpreted lyrics.
Yeah.
I still, you know, 20, 30 years after I hear one of his songs, I start to understand what he's saying. But my ex-wife, she had a good one. You know the Rolling Stones song, Beast of Burden?
Yeah.
I'll never be your beast of burden. She thought it was, I'll never be your big suburban.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, man, she's not your SUV, dude. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Later, pal. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. My favorite Uber Lyft driver, Cheddar Stacks. What's up?
Hello.
How are you, mama?
Hey. So, back in the day, we'd listen to lyrics and write them over and over again, and one of my girlfriends thought that in No Diggity, you know, the got to bag it up, it says very low-key on the profile, and she thought it said, baby, don't pee on the sofa. Now
baby,
I can never
pee
hear
on
that.
The sofa. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, why would they ever say that? But it was great.
I think it's great advice. And that would explain why a lot of black people have plastic on their sofas. It makes a lot of sense.
Oh, that's right. That's my maybe why she thought that.
All right. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, guys.
Later.
All right,
727-579. Look, that wasn't a racist comment. I grew up with a lot of black friends, and it was always plastic on the sofas. I never understood it. But they had really good furniture. I know that. Joe, what's up? Hi, Joe.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. What's up, buddy? What's your wrong lyric? I want to hear about this.
Man, this was a police song when I was a kid. It was right around my dad's car. And that police song says, don't stand so close to me.
Right.
I used to think it was tostada so. And then my dad says, what are you saying?
Tostada?
Tostada. And he's like, that's not what I'm saying.
You're just hungry, dude. Yeah, I get it. Later, pal. This is so stupid. That's worse than my fancy Datsun. Rich, what's up?
Hey.
What's up, pal?
Hello. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
My stepson used to always sing the Allman Brothers song, I Was Born a Ramblin' Man.
Hell yeah.
I was born in Amsterdam.
Lord, I was born in Amsterdam.
That makes sense.
That's funny, dude. See, that's so crazy.
There's a terminology for that.
What is it?
I don't know, but look it up online.
Uh-huh.
There's a terminology for screwing up song lyrics.
Oh. I just Googled it. It's called dumbass.
No.
I'm just kidding.
there's an actual, like, technical term for it.
Of course, yeah. Oh, stupid ass.
No, dumbass.
There you go. Perfect. Thanks, pal. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Don, what's up, buddy? Yo, Donnie.
Hey, is it me right now?
It's you, Don. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, pal?
Good show.
Thanks, man.
But I've been listening to this song, you know, for years, and I love the rhythms, and I love, you know, the sound.
Hell yeah.
But I've never understood it. You know, the song, I Rode Through the Desert on a Horse with No Name.
Yeah, America.
Could you guys kind of explain to me what that's about, what it means?
I don't
get the whole song. It's kind of strange,
No. It's all metaphor. You gotta really understand what they're saying in the song. You know what I mean? I rode through the desert on a horse with no name means that I'm high on edibles and I don't know the name of the drug. Therefore, I can't order anymore because my connection went to prison.
Oh.
Yeah. Thanks.
Wow.
I have no idea what it is. On the first part of the journey, I was looking at her crotch. Hey, this is a dumb song. There was plants and birds and rocks and things. I don't think songs in the 70s needed a reason. I think they just threw words together. First thing I met was a fly with a buzz in a sky with no clouds. They were high.
They were on acid, yeah.
Yeah. Big time acid. There you go. They made a lot of money on this song. This is horrible.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
Yeah, let's just say they were high, dude. I'm going to go with high. Final answer, high. John, what's up?
What's going on?
You're my last caller. What was the effed up lyric?
Let's go with I Want to Rock.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She wants to ride my...
Thanks for the call. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025.
We all knew where that was going.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.